From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. NATO foreign ministers are meeting today to discuss issues of terrorism and the conflict in Afghanistan. Ahead of Thursday's meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance is making progress in assisting in the fight against terrorism.
NATO has ended our combat operation in Afghanistan. So what we do now is not to conduct combat operations, but to help the Afghans fight and to help the Afghans take full responsibility for the security in their own country.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. The United States' partial travel ban goes into effect Thursday night, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The guidance comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated a travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Some U.S. immigration lawyers say many of their clients from these six affected countries are still uncertain about the new travel rules. A Moscow court has convicted five people for the murder of a Russian opposition leader. Boris Nemtsov was an opponent of the Russian government and was especially critical of Moscow's support for Ukrainian separatists. He was shot dead late at night in 2015 as he walked across a bridge near the Kremlin. The five men, all Chechens, were allegedly promised cash for carrying out the assassination. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have fully encircled Raqqa, which serves as the de facto capital of the Islamic State group in Syria, cutting off the jihadist group's last route out of the city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Thursday that the SDF forces captured two villages on the southern bank of the Euphrates River, effectively cutting off the last Islamic State escape route. United Nations estimates that up to 100,000 civilians are still trapped in the city. The Islamic State uses civilians as human shields and kills those trying to escape. Australia's Cardinal George Pell is denying accusations by authorities in his country of sexually based crimes. Cardinal Pell, who serves as the chief financial advisor to Pope Francis, maintained his innocence during a press briefing at Vatican City.
There's been relentless character assassination. And for more than a month, claims that a decision on whether to lay charges was imminent. I'm looking forward, finally, to having my day in court.
Cardinal Pell says he has been granted a leave of absence by Pope Francis to address the situation. Australia police have not provided details of the allegations against the cardinal, beyond saying there are multiple complaints linked to the charges. Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic official to face charges of sexual abuse. Operations at a terminal at India's busiest container port have been stalled for days by malicious software that suddenly burst across the world's computer screens early this week, another example of the disruption that continues to be felt globally. A spokesperson for the Intex International Trading and Clearing Private Limited company said the firm is losing money days after the cyber attack.
Everything is stuck there. Neither the containers are going inside nor they have any option to get it back because it's already custom cleared shipments. And this is actually impacting the transporters, the freight forwarders like us, and the exporters.
The problem involved a terminal operated by AP Moller Maersk, but so far the company has not provided details about the cyber attack. Venezuela's Supreme Court has frozen the assets of its attorney general and barred her from leaving the country because of alleged serious misconduct in office. A public hearing for Luisa Ortega Diaz has been set for Tuesday. President Nicolas Maduro and the ruling Socialist Party have called her a traitor since March when she denounced the Supreme Court's efforts to take away legislative powers from the opposition-led National Assembly. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.